Play, a murder game played by people whose business is murder. And here to see Foul Play is your chairman, Simon Brett.
Hello, welcome to another half hour of Death and Deduction. As ever, I'm joined by two professional crime writers. Ian Rankin, CWA Gold Dagger winner and the creator of Inspector Rebus, is teamed up with someone who combines her crime writing with work as an actress and improviser, Stella Duffy. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest investigators. And the people they investigate, though operating at many different levels of deceit, innocence and wickedness, will all have one thing in common. They'll be played by either Lee Simpson or Maria McCurlin. Right. Enough introductions, time for a crime. As Lee reads us the opening of today's mystery entitled Dead as a Parrot.
In the Grantchester United souvenir shop, you could buy everything connected with the club. Scarves and woolly hats bore the strident blue and green club colours, along with the well-known squirrel logo. From posters on the wall grinned the expensive orthodontic work of the team's more glamorous players, particularly multi-million pound striker Darren Winks, and recent foreign import, the Colombian goal machine Chico Rodriguez. In that shop, the dedicated Grantchester United fan could find everything he had hoped for in his wildest dreams. But even in his wildest dreams, he wouldn't have expected to find what lay there on the morning of the local derby against Brockhampton Rovers. It was the body of Darren Winks, whose cranium had been smashed in by a replica World Cup trophy.
Guest investigators, have you heard anything yet that strikes a suspicious chord?
I'm a bit perturbed about this blue and green concept. It's very unlucky to wear blue with green.
Clearly it
and
was.
And it perturbs me that Grantchester didn't know this.
Yeah, it's amazing. Actually, it took that long for someone to be murdered, really.
Really, given that strip.
Ian?
Well, the use of the World Cup trophy could be important. It could be an England fan, Scotland fan.
Yes. Right, I think we'd better catch up on the official investigations into the tragic death of Darren Winks. We'll join a police press conference which is being conducted by Detective Sergeant Constable.
Thank you. The body of Darren Winks was discovered in the souvenir shop by the manager when he came in to open up at 8:45 on the Saturday morning. Mr. Winks had been killed by a single blow to the head, but the replica World Cup trophy which lay beside him was so heavy that it need not have been wielded with a great deal of force. The lack of blood at the scene suggests that Mr. Winks was killed somewhere else and his body planted in the souvenir shop. A spare set of keys to the shop had been stolen a few days previously. On the Friday night, the murder victim had gone to a local club, the Razzmatazz, with his agent, Nobby Staines. There they had met the Colombian, Chico Rodriguez, and an argument had developed between the two players. Nobby Staines drove Mr. Winks home and delivered him at 1 o'clock in the morning to the mansion he shares with his model girlfriend, Tara Ra. Miss Ra says that she and Mr. Winks had a row about his late hours and drinking, and she left at 1:45 to spend the night at her mother's house. She left Mr. Winks on the sitting room sofa where he had passed out from excess alcohol. That is the last time anyone admits to seeing him alive. The police surgeon's preliminary findings put the time of death at between 2 and 3 in the morning.
So, guest investigators, you now have a bit more to go on. Has it made anything clearer?
Not much.
No. Good, good. That's the aim of the exercise.
Pretty much nothing.
Pretty much nothing. So you've got no new information at this point.
None. Mm-hmm.
I think
right.
If I were reading this in a book, I'd now be skipping to the last page, I think.
The trouble is, you're suffering from what many Foul Play guest investigators have suffered from, which is deliberate information starvation. It's time you knew a little more, so now we'll hear statements from three of the individuals involved in the life and possibly the death of Darren Winks. First, from the footballer's agent, Nobby Staines.
Yeah, well, I'm really bound off about this happening to Darren. I mean, that boy had so much potential. As a footballer, yeah, but commercially he had so much going for him too. With looks like that, he could have had his own line in leisurewear a few years down the line. Darren came up through the Grantchester United youth teams and I spotted his potential early on. I've represented him ever since he turned professional. Yeah, I Used to be a player myself. Not at his level, though. Oh, then I went into management for a while and done scouting. Oh, you know, going round the world, looking at players. Oh, then I become an agent. Oh, yeah, yeah, not just footballers, models, game show hosts, you name it. Yeah, yeah, I do represent Tarara and all. Now, that girl has got a very big future. But I've no idea what Darren and Chico argued about in Razzmatazz. I think it was just a misunderstanding. Chico don't speak English so good. I think he misheard something Darren said as a joke. No, I didn't go into the house when I dropped Darren off. Went straight home and to bed. And now I live alone. Just me and the two Rottweilers.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Staines. If you wouldn't mind waiting a couple of minutes, our guest investigators will probably wish to ask you a few more questions.
Certainly.
Stella, would you like to put the first question to Nobby Staines?
Hello, Mr. Staines.
Hello, Stella.
You wink wonderfully.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said... I'm sure you can make it up for yourself. Darren obviously seems to have been doing brilliantly in his career.
Oh, yes, he was a fine footballer, a fantastic sportsman, a wonderful personality as well.
Yeah, great. Is there any chance he would have been leaving you for a better agent at any point?
Oh, I don't think so. The thing was, you see, with Darren, he was going through a bit of a gold drought just at the moment. His confidence was low.
Right.
I think the arrival of Chico had affected him in some way, and a striker with no confidence is no striker at all. So in some ways, he was a little bit of a liability just at the moment, but I'm convinced that he would have found his hunger for goal again.
He was a liability.
Well, no.
Was he insured?
I'm sorry?
Would you have got any money out of his demise?
Oh, no. I wouldn't have had any life insurance on Darren,
right.
No. I had his left leg insured.
I see.
You see, because he was a left-footed striker.
Right.
Ian. Can I ask which part of Tararar's anatomy you've got insured?
Well, nothing at the moment, but I'm contemplating a couple of places that need some kind of indemnity.
And had you been interested in Chico at all?
Oh, Chico is a marvellous prospect. I don't represent him at the moment, but if he was to seek representation, then I'd be only too happy to oblige.
Right.
Say you had to, in an imperfect world, you had to lose one of your clients, either Darren or Tara. Which one would you be prepared to?
Oh, don't ask me to choose. I suppose the choice is made slightly easier now by the fact that one of them is dead.
Well, Mr. Staines, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you.
We'll move on to our second statement. This comes from the model Tara Ra, who was the live-in girlfriend of Darren Winks. Miss Ra, over to you.
Yeah, well, Darren and me had been together nearly 3 years. We met on a fashion show in Rome. Not a lot happened there, but, like, when we got back home, you know, Darren rung me and invited me out to a club in London, and, yeah, that was it, you know. Obviously, I'm dead gutted he's dead, but I don't think it'll affect my career, no. I've always, like, you know, had my own identity as a model, not just as Darren Winks' girlfriend, no. Also, I'm moving into acting and presenting on telly these days, and that's where my future lies, I think, you know. I see myself as, like, the Cilla Black of the 21st century. Darren and I did have a lot of rows about his drinking, yeah, and his drugs. Yeah, and other women too sometimes. Mind you, I always told him if he started any of that, I'd give as good as I got. You know, someone who looks like me don't lack for offers. You know what I mean? Yeah, I probably will start dating again soon, but out of respect for Darren, I'll wait a few weeks. Yeah, the World Cup trophy could have come from our house. We did have one, but I wouldn't have hit him with it, no. I mean, the carpet we got in our sitting room is made of special Tibetan goat's wool. Cost a bloody fortune. There's no way I'd get blood on that. No.
Well, thank you very much, Tara, for that very compassionate statement. Guest investigators, you now have 2 minutes to cross-examine the witness. Ian, you might like to start.
You say that you had a World Cup trophy in the house. Is it missing now?
No, I don't. I think it's still there. I don't know. I mean, that was in Darren's. He'd got a footballing room, you know, lots of pictures of him and Gazza and, you know, lots of trophies and stuff. I don't really go in there, you know.
Tara, are you good friends with Chico?
Yeah, I've met him. I knew him, you know. Sometimes Nobby got us to go out on publicity things together. You know, it was quite advantageous for me and Darren and Chico to be seen together. But, you know, he's a nice bloke, but I...
Not your type?
Not really, no.
What is your type?
Darren really was my type. I loved him, you know, to death. But
literally?
It's a bit unfortunate, isn't it? I said that, but... No, I loved him. I'd have done anything for him. You know, I wanted to have his own little football team when I was 30, you know, when I'd got my career going and up and running. Because, you see, my career's really doing well now. I was known, you know, as being Tarara Boobs today. That was right, you know. But what Nobby's done is kind of moved me into other areas. You know, I've got a single coming out.
Right.
And Hello Spread. We're doing the funeral for Hello as well.
Great. is your hair natural, Tara?
No.
What about the rest of you?
Oh, yeah, that's all natural.
Right.
All natural. That stays up on its own. I'm not wearing a bra today.
Astonishing. Truly astonishing.
42 triple D.
Must be very hard to walk down the street.
I get a terrible bad back, I tell you that much, for nothing.
Funny, my question's completely gone out of my head now. Did you have an argument at the nightclub with Darren?
No, I wasn't at the nightclub. I was staying in doing my hair because I didn't really spend the night with Darren the night before a game, you know, so I used to go and spend the night at my mum's. But my hair went a bit wrong, and that's why I was a bit later. And when he came home, Nobby dropped him off. We had a row, and he was drunk.
What were you fighting about?
Because I keep saying to him, you shouldn't drink before a match, you know. He hadn't been striking the last few games, you know, and apparently that's bad for a striker. Yeah. So, you know, I said, don't drink, darling, you know, and that's what you're just ruining it, you know. I'm very disciplined about my career, you know. I drink Perrier water, I eat the right things, I keep my hair streaked nicely.
Well, I think we've been dealing with not a woman, but a saint. thank you very much, Tara.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll move on to our third statement, which comes from the striker who has recently joined Grantchester United in a multi-million pound transfer deal from Colombia, Chico Rodriguez.
I don't pretend I like Darren Winks, but I no kill him. I'm very angry when I join the squirrels, because I'm better looking than him. And I have World Cup experience he no have. A big international star, he just known in Britain. Also, he know his girlfriend, Tarara, she fancy me. On Friday night, Erasmus, Darren Winks, he very angry with me. His agent, Nobby Steins, tell him he seen me in another club earlier with Tara. It's not true, but that what Nobby Steins he say. Darren, who already have a lot to drink, he very angry. Me, I was drinking Coke. I no drink on day before the match. Darren, he do. He no fit. He take heroin, too. I no want a public fight with Darren, so I leave early. Around 10. I stay in hotel till club sorts out proper house for me. In hotel room, I watch film. They have a special channel for a special film. I like this. Okay, me go now.
If you could just stay a couple of minutes, Mr. Rodriguez. Thank
okay.
you. Yeah. Right, guest investigators, Chico Rodriguez is your witness. Stella, maybe you'd like to set the ball rolling.
Chico, you come from Colombia.
Si.
And you like Coke.
Sorry. Oh, yes, it's joke. Yes, it's Coke.
No,
it's like the drinky, drinky, sniffy, sniffy. Yes. I know. I see. Very
because
good.
Because, you see, Tara earlier was talking about Darren's drug problems.
I know. It's terrible. I don't do that. My body is a church.
Temple. We say temple.
Si, si, temple. My body is a temple, you see. Right.
And has Tara been worshipping at that temple?
The lady, she talk funny. Why is she sigh?
Does she kneel when she sees you?
No. I will not touch her. She was Darren's girl. I respect her. Now he dead. Obviously, maybe I'll call her up and say, hello, baby. You know?
Ian, have you got an agent just now?
No, I not have the agent. Back in Colombia, my mother, she did the things for me, and I miss her very much. She's a wonderful woman, my mother. I love her. You say something about my mother, I kill you.
Did Darren say something about your mother?
No, he no say nothing about my mother.
Would you like to have an agent in Britain?
Well, maybe so. I would rather my mother come over and do it for me. But she stay in Bogota.
Well, it's very difficult for your mother to leave the cartel, I would guess.
No, she no got a cartel. She got a bicycle.
Good. Well, thank you very much indeed. I hope your English gets better. Well, guest investigators, you now have a lot more information, some of it, I trust, conflicting. Does any of it clarify your thinking about what really happened in this gruesome case?
I'm trying to let my natural prejudice against women who are of 44 double D influence me. And Nobby, you know, I mean, just because he's a slimy, nasty, lecherous type person is no reason to assume he killed his client. Cause
no, exactly. Ian?
No, I just wonder if maybe if it's something to do with Tara's mum. I mean, there might be a mother complex coming into it somewhere.
Uh-huh. Chico's mum. Maybe it's
mom.
All the mothers.
It's the mothers. The mothers are clearly significant.
Yeah.
Well, guest investigators, the next thing that happens is that...
Excuse me. Can we have our ball back, please?
Detective Sergeant Constable.
Sorry, I'm just having a bit of a kick around with the boyos from forensics.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Brett, we've got some new information on the case.
Not before time.
Yeah, it comes in the form of statements from two mothers. The second is the mother of Chico Rodriguez, who rang us from Colombia. But first, we'll hear from Tara Ra's mother, Mrs. Rona Ra, speaking from her home in Chigwell.
When I think what I've done for that girl of mine, I get quite emotional. Who was it who groomed that kid? Who sat around in fashion agent's waiting room when Tara was only 5 years old? Who was it who put her own modelling career on hold and paid for all Tara's dance classes, eh? What thanks have I had? Zilch. Do you know, she wouldn't even let me be in the hello spread they done on her and Darren. That girl don't know what gratitude means. Tara never phones, she never comes to see me. What? The night Darren died? Well, I've no idea where the little madam was, but she certainly wasn't with me.
And here, Mr. Brett, is an extract from the phone call from Mrs. Conchita Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, but do you have an interpreter by any chance?
Oh, yeah. Of course, silly me.
I called my son in his hotel room. It's a good time to phone from Colombia, about midnight in England. Chico is a good son, loving, kind to his mother. But this time I called him, he was very offhand. He seemed distracted. I hear female voice in his room. I think he was with some lady of easy virtue. If I ever find this lady of easy virtue who corrupts my beautiful clean son, I tear her eyes out and stamp them into the ground like the rotten grapes of Andalusia.
Thank you. Well, it appears that a couple of the alibis aren't quite as rock-hard as they seem to be. Guest investigators, does what you've just heard change your views of the crime?
Well, obviously.
Oh, good.
No, just tell us how.
It doesn't change my views of Tara, though.
It doesn't.
No, because I knew she'd be doing that kind of thing.
Three suspects and no alibis. So.
I think probably what you need at this point is a bit more cross-examination. You can now call back the three people whose statements we heard earlier. Who would you like to come to the stand first?
Tara.
Tara, yeah. Your prime suspect. Miss Ra, could you come to the stand? Thank you.
Right, yeah. Tara, you weren't with your mother on the night, were you?
I was with Mum.
Your mother says that you weren't with
your
mother.
The thing about my mum, I'll tell you what it is, right? My mum used to be a model, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's really let herself go.
Yeah.
Okay, she's now like 16, 17 stone, right?
Right.
She wanted to be in the hello spread with us, and I said, no, it's about beautiful people, not ugly people, Mum. Until you die, you can't come in the spread with hello. So now she's just trying to get in the drama. I mean, of course I was there. If you go to my house, where my mum lives, all my little fluffy toys are all disturbed on the bed where I've slept. You go and have a look now, I tell you that, for nothing.
I can't bear fluffy toys at the best of times, so I won't do it now, if that's okay. You were with Chico, weren't you? Because Chico's mum heard a girl with him.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, he could have been watching telly or, you know, the radio or anything. You know, it wasn't me.
I put it to you. I've always wanted to say that.
You say it very well.
I put it to you that you're going to stand to earn quite a lot of money. You're going to get quite a lot of fame from Darren's murder.
I don't need a lot of money. I've got my own money. You don't mean... I'm doing really well. My career's really doing well.
You're in a short-term career.
Like your mother's.
No, but that's what Nobby says. You know, Nobby says, there's something more to me, you know? I've got a lot more talent than that.
So you've got a brain as well.
Well, you can tell that, can't you?
Right, thank you very much, Miss Ra. Nobby, would you like to come to the stand?
Hello.
Did you think that Chico and Tara were possibly having an affair, Nobby?
I wouldn't have thought so, no. Tara's too smart for that. She knows not to move on to Chico until she's finished with Darren or...
Or you, perhaps.
Or, I beg your pardon?
Finished with you, perhaps.
Oh, well, what are you implying?
Are you having an affair with Tara?
Oh, no, 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 no. Although I would admit that long before she was with Darren, she and I had a little fling.
As Darren's agent, you would have been to the souvenir shop, wouldn't you?
I know of it. Yes, I'm not a regular customer there, though. No.
But when he's been doing signing things there.
Oh yes, yes. I would always accompany him there. Yes, yes.
So you know the layout.
Oh yes, it's a shop. So there's a counter, till, and door.
Spare key.
Sorry.
There's also a spare key.
Is there really? I wouldn't know about the security arrangements. Right. I'm only worried about the security of my clients. I seem to have let one of them down rather badly, don't I?
Right. Thank you very much indeed, thank Mr. you. Staines. And would you like to hear again from Chico?
Hello.
Your mother thinks that you were distracted on the night in the hotel. Is that because you had a girl there, or because you were watching a girl?
Oh, no, I watch it. The girl is very good. You pay $6.99 on the hotel thing, mm-hmm. and then they show you girls. They take the blouse off and everything. And my mother, when I watch it, I think she heard the lady's voice on there because I sing what they call girl-on-girl action.
I speak not from experience here,
but
in the purposes of investigation. I would say that if you got a phone call in your bedroom and you were watching porn on the hotel channel, so that you would turn the sound down before you answered the phone.
Oh, no, turn it down. No, it's okay. Just on the background while I talk to my mum. It's very nice.
Because you don't want people to think you're listening to very bad 70s disco music, which is what the usual soundtrack is to these films.
It's not really. Ma'am, apparently, yes. You know a lot about it, don't you?
So it seems to me that perhaps you really did have a thing for Tara, Chica. Did you know that Nobby and Tara had a thing a while ago?
Is that right, that's incredible. No, I don't know that, no. She's a very beautiful girl. She's a lovely girl, but I don't touch her.
What about Darren?
I don't touch him either.
Right, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Chico. Okay, well, I'm afraid, Ian and Stella, your investigation is at an end. Equipped with woefully inadequate information, who do you think killed Darren Winks and why? Stella.
Right, I reckon it was Nobby Staines because he'd set Tara and Chico up to have a love child, and it'll be much better in the next Hello spread than Tara and Darren. Darren was completely in the way. Also, he's been a rubbish striker recently, so he had to get rid of him.
God.
It's kind of like Hoddle and Gaza, only with much more sex.
Well, I was actually going to go for Nobby as well, although I hadn't thought it out as clearly as that, I have to say.
Yeah, it took me hours.
I think it all comes back to the idea that the keys were stolen beforehand from the souvenir shop, therefore we're looking at premeditation, we're not just looking at somebody blowing up and doing this. And I think if you're looking at that, you're probably looking at a business angle or a money angle, and that points to Nobby rather than anybody else.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. Well, you could be right. We'll soon know, because we're about to find out what really happened in this week's Foul Play, Foul Playlet. It is late in the evening as Darren Winks returns to the mansion he shares with Tara Ra, and one of them has been drinking heavily.
Posh Spice, Posh Spice, does she take it up?
You better drink some coffee, Darren, otherwise you're going to be crap for the game tomorrow.
Shut up, you whining care. You sound just like your mother. Anyway, I've got natural talent. I'll play better after a few bevvies.
All right. See if I care. Soon it won't be my problem.
What do you mean?
I'm leaving you, Darren.
What? Why?
One, you're washed up. Two, I've had a better offer. My career's about to take off, Darren. I can't afford to be seen around with sad losers.
Sad losers? What the hell are you talking...
Hello?
Hello. It's me, Chico. This is Tara, beautiful lady, yes?
Yeah, this is Tara.
Who is it?
Chico.
The beautiful Tara, who has a tattoo of a rattlesnake in a very secret place.
What about my tattoo?
Tattoo? Your rattlesnake tattoo? Chico seen that? You've been to bed with him, haven't you, Tara?
What if I have?
Please, you are there, Tara.
Chico.
Give me that fan. Give it to me.
Get off, Darren.
Are you there now? Ah, I see your beautiful tattoo only this evening. How you cry? Me and Chico no play naughty hunty sausage game this evening. How Chico see my rattlesnake this evening? I tell you. I switch on special paying channel in hotel room. They have film. It called Tits for Tat. I see, and blimey. You could knock me over with a feather bed, I think. Ooh. That secret rattlesnake tattoo, very familiar. I think that is beautiful Tara on.
Well, Tara, this is a turn-up, isn't it?
All right, so I went to bed with Chico.
Now, forget it, Tara. I'll sort you out about that later, but tit for tat, eh?
Well, there's a turn-up.
Tits for tat, what are you
That's what Chico was watching on the hotel's naughty channel, and he recognised you.
Yeah, well, nobody else will, though, because I wore a leather mask, and Chico won't tell anyone.
Ah, no, he won't, but I will. A few stills from tits for tat over the tabloids will do wonders for your career as a telepresenter, won't they? Still a black for the 21st century, I don't think.
You wouldn't dare tell the press.
Oh, wouldn't I just? Had a scotch. I'll get another bottle.
Hello? Listen. You know what we were talking about earlier? Yeah, about the porno movie. You must come round as soon as you can. It's urgent. It's out for the count. And I put the polythene sheet out so we won't get any mess on the Tibetan goat's wool carpet. I don't care how you do it, darling, but it's got to be done. Darren's a vindictive bastard. He'd take great pleasure in telling the tabloids about tits for tat, and that'd ruin my career. Yeah, the World Cup trophy, that's fine. Look, I don't care about the details. Just kill him and get rid of the body, all right? My career can really take off. Well, go on then, it's him. That's right, again. You're my guardian angel. You'll always look after me, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. And together we'll make you into a Cilla Black for the 21st century.
So, there you have it. That's why Darren Winks was destined never to score again. Well, Ian and Stella, what can I say except congratulations? You both got it right. For completely the wrong reasons. Yes, that.
I knew I should have asked for a tattoo question there.
Yes, the tattoo came in a bit late, didn't it? But no, congratulations, you've both done extremely well. And that's the end of this week's Foul Play and of the current series. My thanks, as ever, go out to our dramatis personae, Lee Simpson and Maria McCurlin. And also, thanks to this week's splendid guest investigators, Ian Rankin and Stella Duffy.
Foul Play was devised and written by the chairman, Simon Brett. The producer was Anne Jobson.